Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
The best thing about this hat is I can't hear a thing. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. I am your humble host. This is my Russian accent. Boris Whitney, and I'm joined by my naughty jealous sweet. That is the worst.
Maybe your naughty vodka.
You know what it is I can't even think this thing is so tight. It's hurting my head.
Shouldn't I be your naughty vodka?
Oh, God, it's like Jesus said, live again. My naughty jelly vodka.
No, just naughty vodka.
My naughty vodka. Oh,
jelly vodka doesn't sound good.
Jelly shots. You love jello shots.
I do.
Oh, I know. You like a little jello shot.
And they usually do have vodka.
And there you go. So my naughty jelly vodka. Vodka. Melissa Whitney. Joining us in the staff today. Oh, I might as well just go ahead and stop that crap right now.
I was wondering, are you going to do that the whole show?
Literally, I've got people leaving the audience right now, people shutting down, bulldozers coming in. Anyways, running the TriCaster, we've got He Who Will Remain, Jacob. We got live chat, the pimpin' Wayne himself. And of course, she's a ninja today, but she's here. There she is. Sam, watch her. If you go to camera 5, she'll rush by it. Watch. Here's Sam. Shoo! There it is. You know what? We're having way too much fun. Now, you may notice that we have been provided with gifts. You know, one of the great things about doing this show, of course, is we have people who come in as our audience members, and they bring us gifts. And one of them is a lovely bottle of vodka, as you can see up here. This little bottle. Holy shit! What the? Holy crap! Ladies and gentlemen, it's my son, Stuart. Hey! You can get up now.
Are you a horse and vodka?
Yes.
Well, don't really open it.
I was just going to
say, oh, thank you for the vodka.
Here, why don't you sit over there, Stuart, for a sec.
Oh, come have a seat.
Part of the important part of a well-planned show is the planning part. That was smooth as silk. There he is, still. You gotta go to camera. You gotta go to camera 1 on that one, baby. Camera 1. There he is. Oh, or camera 5. Camera 12. There, that's me. Hi, how are you? Oh, this. Oh, look at this. Look at this vodka here. There he is. He actually flew across the world with that frame on his head. I just wanted to show you this vodka here.
Is
this?
Can I smell it?
Hey, look how clever that is. See the little czar? See the little czar in the back there?
That's is this fine. Your favorite vodka?
It could be.
Oh,
it could.
Like, can I smell? Depends on the day.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's good with cornflakes.
Oh.
So we're going to have a little toast to our...
Oh, I can't drink it straight.
Well, you don't have to hear it. Well, then you don't have to have any.
Spasibo.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Pasible?
Which
sounds
that's
like...
That's not right.
Pasible. But placebo?
Mm-hmm. Do
that'll
that.
Do.
Well, you know, our 10-year anniversary is coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a minute.
There it is.
That could be on VVN too, right?
The anniversary celebration?
At the villa.
Oh, daddy got happy. You know what? This might be the best 30-minute show ever. Oh, look at that. It's even got an umbrella. All right, so the good people at the Mirage, I'm not saying that it would be smart for you to maybe offer us to stay there for, all right, I think 30 days
long weekend.
30 days is not right. A half a year. We really need to decompress a little bit here. Okay, fine. 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks at the villa. We'll really know. We'll do the entire network there. We'll bring it. Give us four villas. Because we need one villa for us. We'll prep in there, kind of like a dressing room, you know, a moiré shack.
And one for all the network peeps.
Right. And then all the other guys
Everybody
are going to be there.
Their own villa. Yep.
And then we'll take one of them. Will be the place where we do the actual
breakout
show.
Breakout sessions.
One. Yes, we're going to do brainstorming, like a good corporate thing.
And Sally in the chat's recommending the next VVN meetup, so we could have a VVN meetup at the villa.
We'll do a VVN meetup there.
We could have a networking party.
Right. So I think, hold on. I think that was the Mirage's idea. You Mirage people are smart. Oh, you're very smart. Okay, you win. We'll do it. By the way, I'm the patron saint of, what was it?
Sleep?
Sleep, no.
Or rest?
I'm the sleeping priest. Now that's the priest or Saint Andrew Scott. Well, I'm mm-hmm. Scott Andrew, so I'm the opposite. So
you're the waking devil.
Sleep. I'm the waking devil.
Yeah.
I'm the patron saint of the waking devil. Another cool thing about this show is we get to hang out with people who actually watch the show, and one of those folks is camera one. Boop. This man right here, ladies and gentlemen, big hand.
Hey, all right.
Ray Flavin. There he is. Now, Ray is, as a matter of fact, a longtime chat guy. He usually kind of is in the chat. He gets it happen. He's doing. He's making it. He's a goer. He's a doer. He's a shaker. But he's here. And we had the distinct pleasure of spending the weekend, well, not the whole weekend. I think I said too much. Good night. We're done. No. We actually got to do a couple things that was fun. And I wanted to bring them up. We've covered these things a little bit before, but some neat things popped up during the weekend that I wanted to talk about. And I wanted Ray to help out here because he threatened me. He's 6'7", and he said, if I don't get on your show, I'm going to have you killed. So we did a couple things. The first thing, we went over to a place that we've talked about before on the network called Herbs and Rye, which is this restaurant here. Another one of those outstanding websites that aren't quite built yet. And we've talked about it on Pub Crawl, and I just wanted to bring them up for one particular reason. They have what I think is probably one of the coolest bar menus I have ever seen.
Except for it doesn't have prices.
What were those? You know what?
Melissa, my wife is Melissa. She looks down at the thing and she goes, there's no prices. Is it $20 a pop? Is it $30 a pop?
Do you know how much they were?
Do you know? I didn't look. I mean,
so
first of all, for all of you in chat,
that's funny.
You could be here. If you're in chat, you could be here.
See? Okay?
I'm telling you.
Dreams come true.
You could be here,
dreams,
right here, okay?
Right there. Dreams come true.
Dreams come true. But we look down at the drink menu, and it's got no prices. And the first two pages?
There's three pages.
Three pages.
Of drinks.
Three. So you get a five-page menu. First three pages are
drinks.
Russian mule.
Yeah.
Ward 8. This, that.
And I mean, the story behind them, which I like. They had the background. Like, so here's pre-prohibition. Here are the drinks that were then. Here's the prohibition drinks. Here's the post-prohibition drinks. So it was clever, and it had that old English, not old English, but that old kind of font and look and the old photos that you would see back in the old Sears catalogs,
right, graphics.
So it's fun to see that kind of work because it's, you know, we go to 1,000 bars here in Vegas, and they all have just the standard, here's the drinks that we have to offer, buy them and get going. These guys put some work into it. And so I wanted to tip my hat to that because it was clever. And the other thing is I don't normally order drinks off the menu.
Oh, right.
Never do that.
Oh, yeah.
I almost always order a Tanqueray and Tonic, Nectar of the Gods.
Sailor Jerry.
Or a Sailor Jerry and Diet. Or if they don't have Sailor Jerry, a Captain and Diet. That's pretty much what I drink.
Right.
But But I'm looking at this menu, and I'm like, wow, this menu is outstanding.
Yep.
I have got to play. I've just got to get at it. So my first drink was a Hemingway daiquiri.
Who is our server?
Oh, he's famous.
I know. Well,
he's Yelp famous. And Edwin?
He was all over it. He was like, you should have the, I said, what should I have? And he said, you should have the Ward 8. So I was like, Ward 8,
yeah,
I'm done.
And they asked, what do you like, gin? Well, then you should have this. I like rum. Yep, you should go with this. And so, you know, these guys clearly have been taught, you know, they probably tasted all the stuff, kind of know how it plays out, understand the story. He understood the story. He was reciting the stories for some of these drinks while it was going on.
Right.
You know, that's part of the vibe. And if you look at the outside of this restaurant, it's nothing to look at.
No.
You know, I pulled up and I'm like, oh, I probably should have picked a different place. I'm like, this may not be great. You walk
inside.
Looks great.
This place, well, looks great. Ambiance, ton of feeling, light, sort of soft.
Yeah.
Reds, browns. I mean, really classy place.
Dark woods, leather.
So then I'm thinking about how am I going to pay for this? But
so I ordered the like I said, the Hemingway daiquiri. I think Melissa had the Blood and Sand.
She had two of them.
Yep. And Melissa had a Moscow Mule.
Yep.
And so we did the proverbial, I'll taste yours, you taste mine, let's go ahead and share stuff so we can all get jaundice as well. and come to find out, I thought they were all good. And they were big boy drinks. They were adult drinks.
Except for mine.
Oh, yours didn't have that?
No, mine.
I tasted a little.
Well, you tasted a little gin.
What was yours called?
Mine was called the Ward 8. It had gin in it.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, you could have poured me a gallon of that stuff. I would have just drank it like, oh, it's like, you know, I mean, it's like orange juice. It had a very citrus sort of base, a little hint of gin. I could have drank those till I was stupid.
Hey, Jacob, start and stop the stream. Their chat is saying us that they're seeing or hearing us out of sync. So anyways, I tried the Hemingway daiquiri.
Yep.
It had this really outstanding aftertaste. And I couldn't even describe what that aftertaste was, but I'm like, God, that's a big boy drink. I really like that. And then Melissa had this Moscow Mule, which is a pretty popular drink, in this big copper cup. You know, it looked like kind of like she loves snow cones. Mm-hmm. So it had like snow cone ice with the beverage in it. It was outstanding. So we're like, well, that's good. And then the sand and what was it? Blood and Sand. I don't know what was in that.
She had the Blood and Sand. When it was served to her, the server came up, and I don't know what he did, okay? He had sort of a citrus peel in his hand, and he took his lighter, and he squirted the peel, hit the lighter,
yes.
And then it made a burst of flame over the top of the drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep. You know, and yep. Then, well, the first time he did it was sort of pointed at your Melissa, because I have a Melissa, you have a Melissa.
Right.
It was pointed at your Melissa, and she goes, I have hairspray.
Please don't kill us.
There's this burst of flame, and I think she ordered, did she order two? I think
well, Melissa I ordered had, one.
Okay, so you ordered I, one,
my
so
second
you had
drink
the second
was
one.
The right. Was the Blood and Sand, because it was very good, and right. I'm a little fascinated by fire. So they did that for me, too.
Fair
and,
enough.
And I asked Ed, or whatever his name was, have you ever burned yourself once? That's all it takes. Burned me once, I'll never do it again. But anyways, so it was great. Then we had dinner there as well. I thought dinner was okay. I actually liked my steak. I had a ribeye like I always do. It's my test. I had, they had clams, by the way, and they were too expensive. I didn't order them. They were $22 for clams. Appetizer, it's too much money. Didn't want to do that. Had their Caesar salad.
I thought you made a great move during dinner. It's kind of a steak place, so you have four cuts. We had ribeye, top sirloin, Kansas City, and I think you had the ribeye.
I had the ribeye.
Big ribeye. Okay. And then they had joke dishes, what I call joke dishes, where they say, if you can eat 60 ounces of steak,
right.
Or if you can eat 120 ounces of steak,
right.
We're calculating whether that's, I mean, it turns out
seven
the top
pounds.
One, it's 7.5 pounds of
right.
Steak. If you can eat 7.5 pounds of steak, it's free. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Well, so Scott says, and this is so important, he corners the server, and he says, there are different toppings that you can have on your steak. There's a blue cheese, a fried blue cheese. There's a spice rub. You have some options.
Right.
Well, Scott says, do I need the options because of the meat? Do I need that?
Or does it
and the
stand
server
alone?
Just tells him straight up, no. All the meat is so fantastic, right. You don't need it. So he skips it, but Melissa doesn't.
My
and
Melissa.
Then...
Right. So she, and I forget what the rub was. Get it?
Cuban, I believe.
Yeah. And so she, it was very, very spicy. And Melissa likes spicy food. She likes Thai and that kind of stuff. And it was so spicy, it was not pleasant for her. And, you know, later on the next day, she said, man, it was awful spicy. She was, you know, polite during dinner. But the next day, she's like, man, it was not good. Now, my steak was actually pretty good. I didn't have any of the goo. I just had steak, no salt, no pepper. Just give me the meat, man. Let's see what you got. That's the test. So the Caesar was, it was fine. It wasn't as good as Golden Steer. It wasn't as good as, oh, Barrymore, which we haven't, I don't think we talked about. We had, I think it was my birthday dinner at Barrymore. Did we talk? Well, no, we haven't been on since
then. Steak burger?
No. We had, so for my birthday, we ate at Barrymore. And they had probably the best tasting Caesar salad I've had. They don't do a table side, which to me is a big deal. It was outstanding. So that's kind of what I compare now. So it was nowhere near a Barrymore Caesar, but it was okay. Steak, good. You know, drinks, outstanding. Ambiance, great. Service, great. Outside, spooky.
Really spooky.
And the reason why we were there is because we wanted to see this band called High Voltage, which is an ACD cover band. And the reason we wanted to see this band is because a workmate of Melissa, her husband is one of the singers in the band. So we thought, well, we'd be supportive. And it was at Counts Vamped. And I'd been there before. I saw David's band there. And we thought, well, let's go. And Ray and Melissa were up for us. So we headed on down to Counts Vamped. And it's a rock and roll club. It used to be Dr. Feelgood. It used to be owned by
Vince Neil.
And it's we've talked about this before. It's probably one of the most well-appointed rock clubs that you're going to see here. It's beautiful. They got sonar drums, which are expensive drums, you know, for chandeliers, and it's a really nice place. So we get there, and it's relatively busy. I'm not sure what time we got there. It's probably about 9-ish, 9:30. Yeah, okay. And we get there, and so the opening band was a Pantera cover band. And so Ray had, and he actually put this on Facebook, the funniest line I've heard all week. And what did you say?
I said, a Pantera cover band? Couldn't they have just got Pantera? I mean, think about it. It's Pantera.
It's Pantera.
It's a Pantera cover band. I mean, really, they purposefully sing Pantera.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was horrible. Well, no. You know what? No, because there was a couple rules that I learned, but I'm going to have to explain them carefully.
Okay.
If you want to talk like Pantera lead singer, want to talk like a Pantera lead singer,
effin.
Yes, you have to effin has to be inserted in every sentence. So if I'm going to say goodnight, I say good effin good night.
If I say
I love you guys, it's not I love you guys. I effin love you guys.
Right. The whole night was that.
All night was that.
And it's that growl. Now, the one thing the guy did that was outstanding is he had the greatest hair flip. You would see on stage the whole rotating hair thing that does this. I love that.
While they were playing, I have a program on my phone, and I'm kind of a smart aleck, so I have a program on my phone.
This is so funny.
And what the program does is that if you hear a song, like you hear a song on the radio,
that program?
Soundex, I believe. You click it, and then it listens for a while, and then it says, this is what your song is.
Right.
You
know,
the thing is that it even does more. It will give you the lyrics so you can sing along.
Right.
So I'm thinking I could think, you up and whatever, you know, I could sing with Pantera, whatever. So anyway, I click Soundex and I let it. And there's a little circle timer and it's timing out.
Right.
Well, it times out and it goes, I have no idea. I have no idea what those guys can't help you.
It's so funny because I've seen the same kind of app. Wayne has it on his iPhone, and it's usually very impressive. I mean, really impressive, where we've hummed stuff and it picked it up.
A person can sing.
Yeah.
A person can literally sing.
It's nuts.
Yeah, that they can sing, and it will pick off the song.
It's nuts.
So that's why I initiated it during this Pantera excursion.
Right. And we were sitting next to each other, and I'm like, this is going to be pretty fascinating at this point. And it, you know, it did the whole, I mean, I've seen it where it just starts to think and it gets it. It doesn't even get all the way around its thinking process. It goes, oh yeah, that's Al Jarreau, whatever. And it sort of goes around and around and around, and it basically says, is that the Pantera cover band over at Count Vamped? Here's how they sound.
Ding, 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 ding.
Segue.
Guess who hired a private investigator today?
Not me.
How's that for a segue? Daddy hired a private investigator. Stay tuned. This will be fascinating. But before we talk about that, other Vegas Video Network news. So we've teased a little bit on the Facebook about
you
stuff
are
going on.
If nothing else, you're a giant tease.
If nothing else, I'm a tease.
Even with the lights on.
With the light. Well, I like with the lights on. What is this show turning into? Why is Sam leaving? Hey, wait, why is Jacob leaving? What have we done to our staff?
Boy, that 566 will get you, won't it?
It will.
Boy. Hey, here at the Vegas Video Network, if you'd like to get involved in this little thing, if you look at me and say, hey, that guy, I could do that. Well, first off, you can't. But if you'd like to continue to try, there are several ways that you can get a hold of us here at the Vegas Video Network.
How, Wayne?
Well, one of the easiest ones, I think, is email.
Oh.
You can email the show. And that email address is onairq@livinginlv.com.
Did I catch you peeking over at that monitor over there?
Well, I just want to make sure the glasses still look good.
They do.
So that's onairq@Vegas.
When you say still look
livinginlv.com,
good.
Right.
All right, never mind.
Next up, hey, you know what? Maybe you're the type of person that says, I want to hear myself on TV.
Yes.
And not just TV, but the Vegas Studio Network. Mm-hmm. Clearly the pinnacle and the hallmark of all that is voice.
I like that.
You can go to our webpage.
Vegas, hey, there you are right there. Com.
Oh, look at that.
Good looking man right there.
That is. All you do, you click on the, we couldn't make this any easier unless we literally came to your house, put our hand over your hand on the mouse and clicked the button.
And forced you to talk.
Literally. Right. Like the, that dog
talk,
on America.com. Hit the start recording button. You say what you got to say. You say things like, wow, Wayne, you're looking very dapper this evening.
Nice glasses.
Exactly. And then I say, thank you, hon. I'll see you in a couple hours. And it sends, gets right to us. Maybe, like me, you have a brand new Mustang convertible.
Oh,
and you drive
my
around
God,
town.
Enough. Okay.
Maybe you're driving around town. You listen to the radio. Okay. KSHP 1400.
Right.
We're on there. We're on the Roku, the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube. My good, if it's on the internet,
we're on it
practically, as long as it's, you know, not filtered by Safe Search Google.
Right. By the way, has anybody searched us and not being able to find us? Because if we are being stopped by Safe Search, I got to talk to somebody.
I think it's
about
easy
that.
To say we're easy to find.
We're easy to find. Okay, real fast. Here's what we did this weekend. Here's what Wayne and I did. Wayne pretended to be Melissa.
Uh-huh.
So we went to the San Gennaro Feast. By the way, when you think the San Gennaro Feast, I'm sure you think of maybe snakes. That's right. You can see giant snakes. Wait, how about a monkey? Stop. Stop the video. All right.
A monkey makes everything better.
My God. I mean, like, so, I mean, we're walking down the aisle. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I think some, did that say giant snakes? I want a pizza. I really don't want giant snakes. Well, I'll take a shot of that. All right. Yeah, some a monkey? Why would I want a monkey?
How many times have we sat around the studio saying, you know what? If only we had a monkey.
You know what? This show goes over the top if we've got a monkey. All right. So they've got monkeys and you've got snakes.
Oh, my.
But then we saw one of the coolest things. This should be the next competitive thing at the Vegas Video Network. Take a look at this craziness, if all goes well. Look at this, people in bubbles.
Wow.
Look at that. Now, imagine if inside there was nitrous oxide.
Now, is that for entertainment or those people have like SARS or something?
So here's the plan. We're going to do a Vegas Video Network competitive thing, that golf thing. By the way, next time we do golf, the rule is no glasses so I don't get beaten by this guy. But so you get a ball, show the shot of the ball. We fill it with nitrous oxide, which is laughing gas, or amyl nitrate. Maybe we'll do amyl nitrate. How would he know that? I grew up in the 70s in Southern California. I know. Look at me. Look at that. Look at that. Watch her. Oh. I think she does a good fall. Let's watch that one. Oh, hi. I think so. Watch. Wait. Oh, no. That was it? Okay.
That's a fade to black.
So what a cool idea. So for those of you watching or listening to us on the radio, there's this ball, and then we put humans in it, which doesn't sound right.
No.
Gerbils probably didn't like it much either. But we did anyway. We put them in a ball, put them in water, and we let them run. Run on the water, people! Run. So we walk by there. We're like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Anywhere.
Is this going to be the newest addition to Whitney Villa?
I'm telling you. Yes. Yes, the first Whitney Villa show, the Whitney Villa pool party. We're gonna put people in balls in the pool. Go, at races. See how far you can get to the end. I love it. All right. Then, you know, this next thing scared me to death. Now, I saw this from the freeway. I'm like, you know what? If nothing else, I got to shoot this because this is just stupid. Check this craziness out. So here's a metal ball. Yeah, metal ball that, like, oh, and there you go.
Is that an amusement ride or are those people auditioning for NASA Space Camp?
Look at that. So I have to describe it to folks who are listening. Basically, it's a ball thing, metal cage, and you get it in there under these wires, and then it's basically let go of a switch, and you go flying up. And the best part of this, besides the puke bucket that was off to the side, true story, was they had a video camera sitting on the cage looking at the victims. I'm sorry, the riders. You can see it there, as a matter of fact. If you roll it back, you'll see that little yellow camera. Yeah, see that camera right there? So that's a live video camera. And off to the side is a little booth that shows these people in real time sitting there. Now, what's crazy about that shot is in the video that they're watching, you're leaning back, and that video is right on top of you. So when you launch, it doesn't look like anything's moving. It looks like the earth is moving behind you, but you're just sitting there. So you see people, you know, like this. Ah! You know, I'm freaking out. Hey, is this the third or fourth segment? Oh, well, good night, everybody. Okay.
Hey.
So again, oh, my God. After the show, we're going to show some other rides that, well, you know what? This time goes by pretty fast, I must say.
Maybe like cruising down the road in a Mustang convertible. It just flies
like,
by
what
you.
What is going on here? Anyways, hey, thanks for watching the show.
Yeah. Today, it was great having y'all.
Yeah, today you've learned nothing on the show, but in the after the show, that's when the crazy stuff's out. We're talking about private investigators and other things. Living in Las Vegas, people say, we love you. We'll see you next week. Ticket.